side.
Jack Schenk is on the line again. What's the latest, Jack?
I'm in the middle of Caffrey now, where the majority of the square, certainly the central grassy Medan and the street to the east, are all being held by the anti-Mubarak protesters. To the west and north of us, there are people coming with blood pouring down their face, lots and lots of very injured people being carried forward. And a moment ago, we had a man who was supposedly a pro-Mubarak protester who had been grabbed by anti-Mubarak protesters and was being taken into this safe part of the square, which is held by the anti-Mubarak lot, and it was being dragged away towards the army. There's a couple of tanks to my right, and they were depositing him to the army. A group of people behind were around this man. They were restraining him, but they were also protecting him from a far wider group of anti-Mubarak protesters who were furious with this. They were calling it Mubaraki, and there's another one coming past me now, and there are people on the edge of the group trying to get in and hit him because they're so angry. They've watched their own side being pelted with rocks and stones and bricks and being covered with blood, and now they've got one of these Mubarak protesters in their hand, and there's a lot of anger, but so far we're not seeing any lynchings because a number of responsible citizens are kind of shepherding these isolated pro-Mubarak protesters across to this army checkpoint on my right, where the army are taking control of them. But at least at the moment, when I phoned you earlier, I said it wasn't quite clear who was in the ascendancy in this street battle. But at the moment, at least in the centre and eastern side of the square, it's the anti-Mubarak protesters who are holding their ground. And those human cordons that I was describing to you before are now being bolstered by hundreds and hundreds of young men who are flooding there and trying to hold the square. And they're shouting, Yasgur, Yasgur, Hosni Mubarak, down, down, Hosni Mubarak, to show whose side they're on and to show who's in control at the moment.
Where are the injured being taken?
The injured are being taken to this makeshift hospital in a mosque around the corner. At least that's the nearest medical centre to where I am in the east. To the south and north and west of the square, I'm not quite sure. I'm going to have a wander around now. But as we know, international journalists are being targeted by the pro-Mubarak protesters. So we have to be careful of our movements. In fact, I just heard reports from my colleague Peter that the hotel he's staying in, which is about half a mile away in a nearby Abdelmonem-Liad square, that's where the pro-Mubarak protesters have been rallying, that the pro-Mubarak protesters have been attempting to get into that hotel, and they've been trying to force through security, and I think they've had some success. And it's well known that there are a number of international journalists in that hotel, including Al Jazeera, who are very, very unpopular with the pro-Mubarak protesters. In fact, this morning when they were chanting through the streets, walking through the streets and chanting, they were chanting at the anti-Mubarak protesters and saying, "Oh, Egyptians, where's your beloved Al Jazeera now?" As in, you know, your Al Jazeera is the anti-Mubarak propaganda channel, and, you know, we've managed to take it off air, and that sort of triumphant anti-Al Jazeera chant. So international journalists very much the target at the moment. Where I am, I think it's, you know, like I say, we're having a lot of injured people coming through and a few clashes between isolated pro-Mubarak people who've managed to step into the crowd. But generally, it's chaotic but safe. The anti-Mubarak people are holding their ground, and they're going to try and do that as long as possible.
Just to be clear, earlier Peter was saying that the pro-Mubarak supporters had taken the square. You're saying that that's not quite the case.
Well, I think they had. I think they did force themselves. I'm on a corner at the moment between, if anybody's got maps in front of them, I'm at the corner of the square where Talat Park meets Tahrir Street. There's a KFC on the corner, which is a bit of a landmark. And from the people I've been speaking to, the pro-Mubarak protesters coming from Abdelmonem-Riyad Square managed to reach that KFC and have now been forced back. So they did temporarily get very close to the centre of the square and had taken over a large part of the streets around it. But they've now been forced back. And right now, certainly I can tell you the case is that the anti-Mubarak protesters are in the square, and they're forming human defences, and they're trying to hold on to it.
Okay, Jack. Thanks a lot.